Well, Facebook's inviting a lot of tech reporters to a special event today, and although the invitations don't say exactly what's going to happen, there is a lot of speculation that Facebook is about to announce an email program. And with us on the KNX Newsline, Adam Ostro, editor-in-chief of the website Mashable.com. So, Adam, what do we know? Is it, in fact, email?
So that's what the consensus is right now. The invite that Facebook sent along to the press has a messaging icon on it, and news has leaked out in the last couple days that it's likely to be an email product. We also know that Facebook reserved the domain name fb.com, which could serve as the email alias for people that use the new Facebook messaging system.
There are a gazillion email programs. What would be the point of Facebook having its own?
The interesting thing, I think, about Facebook doing it is, for starters, there's over 500 million people now on Facebook, and you've already built out your friends list there, groups of friends, family, contacts. So I think it creates some interesting possibilities for email users, and also has an opportunity to block spam.
Up until this point, I mean, a lot of people use Gmail. Does this kill Gmail?
Well, I think the challenge with email is that people don't necessarily, it's hard to get people to switch their email address. You've built it up over many years. You have an address book there. Everyone knows the address. So it's challenging. But even if you think a small fraction of Facebook's 500 million users start using email there, it's going to be instantly competitive.
Real fast, we've gotten some more this morning about iTunes coming out, or Apple with iTunes coming out with a big announcement in the next day or so. What do you know about that?
So there's long been speculation that Apple might launch a web-based version of iTunes. So instead of having to open up a software program, you'll be able to access it just through your web browser and stream music through the browser and be able to access that your music collection from anywhere that you have an internet connection.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, we'll watch all of it. Adam Ostro there, editor-in-chief of the website Mashable.com.